Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 90. This is our 2014 year in review show. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. And alongside me is my good buddy and host of the Press Row podcast, Rich Grisham.
What's happening, TJ? How are you, my man?
Hey, Rich. A long time no talk.
It's been days. Yeah, like at least. Well, do texts count and tweets count? Because if that were the criteria, we pretty much talk every day.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that you're talking to people and not still in a hole after yesterday.
Well, I mean, that was yesterday. Move on. You look ahead. You move forward. All that stuff.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, the first game of the – or the second game of the BC – what do they even call this thing? The BCS playoff thing? Or it's not even BCS anymore, right?
No, it's not the BCS. It's just the college football playoff, I think.
Yeah. And
it's awesome, by the way. It's spectacular. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a mess, and it was a little bit, with the whole – controversy over, and it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. There was, instead of it being people complaining about people who didn't make the BCS title game, they're complaining about who didn't, who the 4 and the 5 or the 5 and the 6.
Right.
So there are always going to be complaints, but I thought this would diminish the regular season in college football, but actually the 4 made the college football season even more compelling. So I think they got it as good as they can get it with this 4-team playoff. I really do. Any more, and I think it's too much.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But the reason you would be a little disappointed is because your Alabama Roll Tide were knocked out by – I don't even know. What team is that? I wasn't even paying attention. Whose team that beat them? Who were with those guys' team?
That was Ohio State.
Pretty good guys, but I don't know. I felt like nobody really wanted to win that game, but.
Oh, I can think of two universities who desperately wanted to win that game. When you get two good football teams, sometimes it brings out the best and sometimes it doesn't. And yeah. Neither team would tell you that they put their best effort out there. But hey, Ohio State beat them fair and square. I was surprised. I was disappointed. But luckily, TJ, I've got my pro teams that are all awesome, like the Eagles. Oh wait,
yeah, who are the Eagles gearing up to play this weekend?
I got the Mets. No, the Mets aren't going to do anything for. Well, the Nets. They're under 500 in the worst conference in NBA history. The Devil. Well, they just fired their coach. Everton. Everton's lost like a whole bunch of games, kind of in the relegation battle now. So yeah, I'm screwed. I'm in a terrible spot, TJ. Terrible.
Hey, man. But the best part. It can only get better. Probably. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully. All right, Rich. Let's talk about what we came to talk about here. Sports video games. So I just wanted to do this kind of in timelinical. I can't think of what the real word for that is.
I like timelinical. That's really good, actually.
Calendrical? Is that a...
Chronological?
Chronological. Thank you. Yeah. So I just made a little list. We're just going to go right through it. This year started off huge for me as That Sports Gamer. Thank you, Rich, for adding me onto the Press Row podcast family of panelists. That's been a great joy in my life this year, though it has kind of taken me away from doing That Sports Gamer show every week. That's more my fault than anything else. It's not really your fault, but
It's all your fault. None of my fault. Let's just be very clear about that.
I know. Sometimes you even ask me, like, hey, are we going to record something or what's going on? And I'm like... Yeah, about that. But hopefully we're going to correct that this year, get back on track.
And well, you're making that happen right now as we speak, right?
It's happening. There's a red button press. There's lines moving. Podcasts are getting recorded.
And, the reason you're on the Press Room podcast is because you bring something to the table. There's nothing more annoying in podcast worlds to me, as somebody who consumes a lot of podcasts, than hearing people talk about the same things all the time with the same perspectives. And you, as the ultimate team guy, ultimate team guru, you just brought a voice that we didn't have. And obviously that was why you started coming on the show. And then, once you get on, then you sort of define your personality and expand, and you are no longer just the ultimate team guy, although you do continue to bring that valuable perspective. But it's all about what you bring to the table, man, and you bring good stuff to the table. So I'm glad you're on the show. It's fun.
I'm also the guy that tricked everybody into voting for MLB The Show for the sports game of the year.
And you're also the chief technology officer, which, you know, frankly, as the CEO of the Press Row podcast, you're going to get an okay grade, but you could be stepping that up a little bit, just so you know.
Well, that's why we got you a new laptop, swap that out, so things are going better. Actually, I just upgraded my webcam, so the Press Row Hangouts are going to look a little better from my end. So
yeah, I got to get myself a bigger sign behind me. It's a tiny little sign that says Press Row Podcast. I need to get like quadruple that and hang that up behind me so it looks – well, let's face it, it's not going to look professional, but so at least people can see what the sign says behind me instead of like, I see a little blue and yellow back there, but I don't know what that is.
I know a place. I'll send you a link. You can get something nice printed out.
You probably just go to the UPS store, right? Yeah, don't they do that kind of stuff?
Is it UPS or like a FedEx Kinko's? I don't know if UPS does it.
Do they even have FedEx Kinko's anymore? Isn't they all close?
It's highly questionable. I'm going to say yes. Yeah, because isn't the FedEx Cup a thing? The golf?
Oh, FedEx is definitely a thing. I just don't know about those weird stores they used to have. I'm sure this can be researched fairly easily.
I'm sure if someone actually cared, they'd have already Googled and that is corrected.
Good point.
And now there's a tweet at That Sports Gamer saying, hey, FedEx Kinko's is gone, or I used FedEx Kinko's yesterday. So I'm looking forward to that. Another thing, thanks to the Press Row podcast that we got to do earlier this year, was head up to PAX East in Boston. And I think that was probably one of the most fun trips of my life. We went up there, did our great panel. I don't even remember what we talked about.
We talked about the crisis in sports video games. Come on, man.
I mean, every week there's a crisis in sports video games, Rich.
There better be, otherwise we won't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, and we had a great time up there. A great crowd. I think we're still kind of a little dumbfounded by how many people showed up.
Well, and the thing was, the room was so huge. Imagine if the room had been a little better sized. It would have been even more astounding just to see, wow, there's like a couple hundred people who showed up to see us. That was amazing.
Yeah, and they were great asking questions and everything at the show. It was
a dream come true. We had important people in the business coming up to us afterwards and talking to us and like pitching us on ideas and stuff. I'm like, do you realize you're talking to like a couple of screwballs and a weirdo? I mean, please.
And it's funny because just the PAX East prior, I was sitting in the first row doing my chief technology officer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, up on the big stage.
And hopefully next year, too. I mean, we've applied for a panel. Don't know if we'll get it. But we've got it 2 years in a row, so hopefully we make it three.
Yeah, I definitely want to get back up there. Hopefully we can get in. I'm actually going up there in a couple of weeks to see Garth Brooks in concert, thanks to my wife for my Christmas present. So
nice.
I might go see our buddies Gibbs and Farrell when I'm up there.
And we did it right, too. We did the panel. We walked around the show floor for 20 minutes.
Got out,
had a great dinner with a bunch of our friends from various places, and then spent the day live streaming with the Madden Tips guys. I mean, that's the way to do it, and we're going to do it bigger and better this year if we get it. And even if we don't, like if we don't get our panel, but Gibbs and Z Farrells do, we're just going to walk onto their panel like mm-hmm. we own the place, right? I mean, that is the plan, right?
That's definitely the plan. I even told them, I was like, well, if we don't come up there in March, I might just have to come up to your place for the launch of Madden and hang out for the stream.
Yeah, I mean, heck, I travel for work all the time. I'm sure I can invent a reason to be up there and stay an extra day for, you know, reasons and stuff.
Yeah, then the next thing chronologically was MLB The Show came out, and still to this day, MLB The Show blows me away. I literally have the game running right now on my PlayStation. But yeah, after 12, 13, or I guess probably like 10, 11, 12, and 13, I literally thought all of this game I ever was going to play was just Road to the Show. And I mean, you've talked about how Road to the Show is kind of extremely tired at this point with having not changed anything. And I think the addition of Quick Counts has just been literally huge for the series, and specifically for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the reasons the show was so good is because so many different things hit people the right way. Like, I really don't care about quick counts. I actually prefer to not have quick counts on. I love player lock.
Mm-hmm.
And I love player lock in a way that even when I congratulated the guys who made the show when they won the Press Row Game of the Year, they're like, wow, I never heard of somebody doing that. Mm-hmm. Which is, I player lock like one of my offensive players for the first five, six innings. And then after like six or seven innings, then I'm like, okay, if it's a close game, I then just hop out of player lock and just play the rest of the game, you know, the normal way. And to me, that's great. And then, you know, other people could care less about that stuff. They just really, really, really love the, you know, the road to the show, right? They don't care that it's the same thing. In fact, they relish the fact that it's pretty much the same thing. They like the couple of the new additions and things. And man, the show is so good. The reason I love the show is not because of quick counts or player locks. It's because it just looks and plays great. It just looks and plays great. And I am regularly impressed. And I haven't played the game in a couple of weeks, but for crying out loud, I've played, and it's not like I'm not going to play it anymore. I played it all year long, and every game is just like, oh wow, that reaction, that pitcher, or oh, that was a, you know, a great thing that I did to work my way through this particular batter, or like all these different games that we played in our online franchise that came down to the last inning, or I had to really work my bullpen the right way. And gosh, there's so many ways that the show is great, and it's just the beginning of the PlayStation 4 era. You know, they killed themselves to get the game close to feature for feature complete with the last gen to this gen. I mean, man, not only is what they released great, but I have, you know, and I'm not a, you know, big, oh, can't wait for the next game, can't wait for the next game guy. But in this case, I can wait for the next game, but boy, I'm excited about it. It's just the whole platform looks like it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, and just that range of emotions that you get playing this game. If you go on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, I put up a highlight from a game I played a couple days ago. I was down 3-1 in the top of the ninth. I'm like, this is going to be bad. I'm going to lose. And I think I'm in my true 162. I'm like 120-something games in. And I'm like battling with the Mariners for first place in the AL West. And I was going to lose this game. Down 2, Johnny Gomes comes up, hits a 2-run home run, ties it up, super excited. We go into extras. Jay Bruce hits a walk-off against me that goes like 450 feet. I literally just threw my hands up, and I was like, almost, I was like physically and emotionally drained. I was like, that's not where I wanted that pitch. Why did you throw it there? And he just tattooed it. Oh. I mean, it's angering that I lost, but it's just, it's so realistic. Like, the way the games can go back and forth, and it's just,
yeah, it's legit. It's a legit baseball game. You play that game like real baseball is played. You manage it like baseball is played. And if you screw up, you're done. Like, yep, you're done. And you know, if you, oh man, like if you got to do, I always, you know, in our email threads, I would always talk about, you know, in games that I won, how I LaRusse'd it, right? You know, I had to, you know, work the starter through the sixth or the seventh. You know, you got to keep your pitch counts down. You got to be aware. You can't let your guy stay out too long. If a tough lefty's coming up, you darn well better have a good lefty coming out of the bullpen. You got to go lefty, righty, lefty sometimes. Man, you got to work at that game. That game will work you over if you don't. And I love it so much.
Yeah, and you got to have your guy warmed up and ready for when that little message pops up when it's like,
darn right,
Dylan G is tired. It's like, well, he's got one more pitch, and then we're taking him out because it's not going to be good after this. Yeah, MLB Press Row Podcast Game of the Year, my sports game of the year.
Second place for me.
Close, but no cigar for you.
Close, yeah, absolutely close. I mean, I could make arguments for that or what won for me, which was NBA 2K15. And, you know, I'm the main reason I think that I chose NBA 2K15 over the show is because me personally, I am wildly enjoying playing two distinct modes of NBA 2K right now, really two and a half, whereas I really only settled into one in the show, right? But that's a completely personal, subjective thing, because in NBA 2K15, I love my player. I play it, love grinding, love getting those VC, you know, pumping up my attributes. I love going to the park, which is fun. I haven't won a game yet, but it's still great. And I see,
I think I'm 2-25 in the park.
Yeah. I mean, but I see, boy, if, you know, a couple more design adjustments and it could be even better. And then I play my GM, you know, and I'm more than halfway through a full season and I'm playing all of these games. There's no simming going on. This is all me playing every single game of my career. I'm well into my second season, playing every single game of my true 82, you know, my GM season with the Nets, and I get dealing with injuries and relationships with my owner and my coach and my trainer and the press and the fans. It's just, whew, spectacular.
So the next thing was probably the most heartbreaking part of the summer, was getting the official word that we're not going to get another NCAA football game anytime soon. I mean, we kind of saw the writing was on the wall when we actually got the final nail in the coffin that this wasn't going to happen this year. Obviously, hugely disappointing for me. The TSG Triple Option League I've been running the last couple of years has been a ton of fun. They actually just finished last week, I think. They got to the end of their fourth season, I think it was, after a year and a half. And I think everybody's Xbox Live Gold started running out, so they finally pulled the plug on it. But that was a great game, great series, and hopefully it comes back.
Yeah, the tragedy, really, of NCAA was its timing. If we could have gotten just one next-gen, you know, we would have been good with that because – you know, the last NCAA football game was terrific, and you know, I know it's not popular, but I thoroughly enjoy Next Gen Madden. Like, I really enjoy it. It's something I look forward to playing. And boy, if you know, and there are months go by where I don't even think about NCAA football, but you know, you can't help but watching this college football playoff, which has been really entertaining, and not saying, boy, it'd be fun to go, you know, play this on my PS4. So yeah, the timing, not having anything on the next gen, even if we just got one that could, you know, live on for a while, you know, definitely hurt too. But I don't know, I it's hard to say because I don't know any of the economics, but I would really hope that some combination of people that are litigating ending that whole thing and the you know, the hopefully still their passion, still there, meaning at Tiburon, still their passion for college football, that series can find a way to come back. I'm not saying it will. I don't have any idea. It's just all hope. But sure would be nice for it to come back.
Yeah, I really hope it does at some point in the near future. Hopefully not the, what was it, 2019 or 2020 that I think Brian was saying on one of the shows where that was his best guess.
That would be on another console, too, right? That would be like PS5, Xbox, whatever era.
I don't know. We'll see how long this generation lasts.
It's going to be a lot shorter than the last one. I can guarantee you that, dude.
We'll see how that works. That's what they'll say. And then they'll just keep going. Because I thought the PS4 generation was supposed to be kind of, or the PS3 generation was actually supposed to be not that long. But
no, when that started, they said they were going for 10 years, and they made it. No one's saying 10 years for this thing. I mean, Microsoft right now, if they had their druthers, they would kill the Xbox One right now and do something else. So
the Xbox Two?
They'll either do a new console in a couple of years or probably just kill off the whole thing. That's what I think.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
I don't know. Well, no matter what. It's going to be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to watch from our behind our microphones.
Catbird seat.
What else did we have this year? My absolute love of Madden 15's Ultimate Team, which was a great thing for about 3 months, maybe 2.5, 3 months.
That's a good run.
And then I burnt out completely.
Yeah. I mean, think of, you know, in video game years, 3 months is actually a pretty good amount of time, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean MLB most years is done by July and it comes right out in April, so yeah, 3 months is what you pray for.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm an anomaly now. I am unlike, I think, a lot of people that are really into video. Like, if you listen to podcasts, all they do is every week they talk about a new game that they're just playing, and they talk about their initial impressions with it, and then the following week it's another game and another new game and another new game. Like you know, with a lot of games that come out, especially when you get like 7 or 8 great games that come out in the holidays, people, you know, some people don't buy any of them. Some people buy a bunch of them and just play a few of them. But a lot of people don't spend 3 months with any game. So 3 months in Mutt, is that's, like I said, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, I was really expecting to try to do that Mutt Master thing. And then it just became, there was a lot. There's a lot to do in that game. And now I just saw somebody has become Mutt Master twice. And I don't understand how you have the time for that kind of stuff. And I've already asked my friend. I was like, hey, next year I'm going to make a PSN account. We'll share it, and we'll just both do all the stuff in it and just do it there and team up, knock it out that way, because I think trying to do it alone is going to be way too hard. But I am still looking forward to Ultimate Team next year. So
good.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm surprised you're not more Ultimate Teaming it in FIFA. Like, I don't ever hear you talk about that.
I mean, we could talk about this more in a little bit, but I think I've barely played FIFA this year.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just kind of worn out on it.
Mm-hmm. That happens. It definitely happens. You go through phases. We all do.
Yep. Let's see what else we had here. The end of October was big over at the That Sports Gamer front. We had, what was this, this was my fourth Extra Life or my fifth Extra Life?
Sound like you're asking me, TJ. I do not know the answer.
One of those. And I think it picks up the sound of the little thingy going up when I go to the page, so I don't want to click around it too much. But we really dominated this year.
Yes.
Everybody helped raise me up to almost $1,900 for the Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey, which was pretty amazing. And definitely a huge thank you to the folks at EA Sports for donating some jerseys, some copies of Madden, the guys at HB Studios for copies of Golf Club Game, the Squid Grip guys for some Squid Grips, our buddies Z Farls and S Gibbs for some copies of the Madden guide and the Prima Games guides. I mean, that was just a really great event. The whole That Sports Gamer crew together raised over $11,500, which was pretty great. I'm really looking forward to next year now, ready to go out there and dominate it again. Our buddy Greg Seward on the team raised almost $3,500 alone, which is unbelievable. I wish someone would have went and donated $10 to me. I would have been number two on the team. Damn it. Why didn't you tell me this, Rich? I would have looked earlier and went and donated $10.
Some things are my purview. Some things are not. I let you run your Extra Life thing on your own, sir. I just give money and sponsor you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you to sponsoring me. Folks at Netcast Studio, 23's Thoughts. There's one more that I can't remember. Oh, Greg Seward and Generation 16.
There you go.
They all sponsored an hour. But yeah, that stream was great. 24 hours never flew by so fast. It's just a hell of a lot of fun. I can't wait till next year. I don't know the date of it yet, but we'll do it. It's gonna be great. Oh, it's just gonna be another 24 hours that I'm not gonna be able to get back in my life, but it's well worth it.
Hey, I'm telling you this right now. If I could play games all day, every day, I would. Trust me, I would. I mean, I think about them a lot more than I should. I know that, so might as well be playing them. So if you can get 24 hours to play a game and you get to make charity, out of it, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and then the end of the year was very weird ups and downs for me, sports game-wise. I did not buy NBA Live. I did not buy NHL. I did not buy WWE. This is the first time since I think it was like NHL 07, I want to say, whichever copy had Hurricanes guy on the cover. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Install, maybe. Something like that.
Maybe. Sounds like it could be right.
Yeah, I'm fairly positive this guy's name is Jordan Stahl. I'm looking at a picture of him. I have absolutely no idea who he is.
Well, you probably couldn't name, looking directly at the game, you probably couldn't name half of the last 10 cover athletes of an NHL game.
Berber of East Guy, right? I believe he won a cover, right?
I don't know. I don't know, and I play every year. I have no idea.
Yeah,
Martin Brodeur was on the cover a couple of years ago. That was cool.
I do remember that. That was I don't remember if I bought that game. I must have, because I played it with you.
Yes.
So I'm going to believe that I purchased it.
Yeah. Unless you stole it, and I don't think you should admit.
Yeah, I wouldn't admit if I did. that was NHL 08. And I think between NHL 08 and NHL 14, bought every copy, loved them all. NHL 15 took out everything that I love playing. I was like, no, just not going to do that. And same with the WWE franchise. I want to say 12. I think 12 was the first one that when it became like the naming, like WWE 12, 13, and then I bought 2K 14. 2K 15 sounded like it had a crap ton of problems with it, and just wasn't going to waste my time with that. I felt like FIFA really didn't do anything for me this year. And FIFA's been interesting because I've been looking at my my stats on like Raptor. That tells me like how many hours I've played. I think since I think it was 2010, I played like 560 hours, and every game since then, it's like dropped dramatically. I don't know. I feel like they haven't really done anything to the game. And then a lot of people say, oh, they've done all this, the career modes, all this stuff. I'm never playing that career mode. I'm just going to say that now. I'm never going to learn how to do transfers to be a coach. I think the single player stuff kind of sucks when you're playing with the computer, because the computer is really dumb most of the time. NHL's just, FIFA's just not doing it for me, but
it's okay. It's okay.
I know you didn't. Did you like NHL? Because we had a lot of high hopes going in after seeing it at the the summer showcase.
I didn't hate NHL as much as other people did. I was obviously disappointed with the fact that it didn't offer GM Connected. Because if it had an online league, you know, it didn't even have to be GM Connected. If it just had an online league, we'd be playing it. Mm-hmm. So because of that, because of the that specific inability to do something that we assumed we were going to be able to do, that really clouded my opinion on it. I was not blown away by the actual game, but I was not – I wasn't like anti. I was like, oh, this game is terrible. I just – it didn't offer the way that I like to play NHL, because, you know, we all get in different ways that we play our games. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying playing NBA 2K against a computer in two different modes. We're trying to do an online league, you know, and hopefully that'll get rolling soon. But, you know – we all have different ways that we like to play certain things. I only play Madden online in our league. Sometimes it's against the CPU. Sometimes it gets a person. But because it's happening in our online league, whether I'm playing against a person or the computer, I like, you know, I feel like I'm playing in a living world. So that's cool. In NBA, I'm happy playing against a computer in those two modes. In FIFA, I love the career mode. I don't want to play online seasons because I lose constantly. I like to play my friends online in the online friendlies. We did a sort of a pen and paper league that was really fun. I think I won that,
right?
You did win that.
Sweet. Do I get a hat for that?
Nope. But I also thoroughly enjoy the career mode. But I'm also a big Everton fan, and I'm a big follower of the Premier League. And I don't think you're a big follower of the Premier League, so I think that has a lot to do with it. So, you know, it just comes down to each of these games have different ways you like to play them. So, you know, I totally get where you're coming from. But, you know, with NHL, I only want to play in an online league with my friends. That's the only way I want to play. I'm not interested in playing an 82-game regular season against the computer and winning the Stanley Cup. I've done that 1,000 times in every other NHL. So because it didn't have that, and that's the way I wanted to play that game, I was out on it. That's all. I still have it, though. I still have it because I sort of have it in the back of my mind. Like, I really should just play that. I bet, you know, I know it's kind of fun, but, you know, there's other games I'd rather play than that right now. Like, I'm knee deep into Far Cry 4 and NBA 2K15. That's pretty much all I play. And, you know, there's no room for anything else. And obviously, in our online Madden League, no room for anything else.
Yeah. And I know, even when they said they were going to take off the year for NHL, me and a bunch of people online were like really excited to play ESHL.
Yeah.
And make our guys and go in there together on PS4. And
yeah,
they just stripped it out. And
yep.
Then we've been seeing stories about surveys they're putting out.
Yep.
Asking people questions. I mean, hopefully people are saying stuff about ESHL and GM Connected, because if people don't respond to the surveys.
Well, GM Connected is never coming back. That I can guarantee you. Never coming back. I will be shocked if EASHL is not back and in full force. I have a feeling that that will be front and center. They'll have Ultimate Team. They'll have EASHL. They'll have a, you know, better career mode and a better be a pro mode. They're single player, and I have a feeling that that's what they're going to do. I don't think they'll have the ability to do anything more than that. I don't know. I mean, there's no insider info, but, you know, we'll see. But, you know, it's a franchise in transition. And I think nothing is off the table and nothing is on the table with that or with NBA Live. You know what I mean? I just – those two games are not following the previous blueprints. And it'll be fascinating to see what happens with those two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about NBA Live. I think I'm going to be getting a copy of that in a couple of days. So
it's a fun game, but ultimately, I definitely had fun with it, and I will definitely play you online. But man, NBA 2K just blows its doors off.
I mean, I finally won a game of NBA 2K online after I got blown out by about 30 points. So I was pretty excited for that.
Should be.
Then I made a kid quit. So I was like really proud of myself. But I mean, I just have problems with the gameplay in NBA 2K. I feel like it's just not as responsive as, I mean, I feel like it should be. I mean, I'm looking for something maybe a little more arcadey than what they're shooting for. But I feel like I'm trying to block a guy and my guy will jump after he's already shot or way before he's shot, or I just feel like the timing's off, but I don't know if that's just me or...
I don't know. You never know, right? I mean, it's the eternal question. It's why I'm glad I don't do nearly as many reviews anymore, because it's so difficult to say, oh, this game is X or Y, because like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Like, maybe I'm just not good. And I've noticed, like, with NBA 2K, and I've just gotten used to it, the way the players move on offense and defense is very different. It's almost like when you're on offense, you move and do things a certain way. And then when you're on defense, they flick a switch and like you just move differently and you react differently. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but it sure feels like that. And I'm not even saying it's a criticism, right? Because you do behave differently when you're on defense versus when you're on offense. But I know where you're coming from. I mean, maybe it's just because I play it so much and I'm just so used to it. I just sort of accept things the way that they are. But I really love the gameplay. Like now, you know, I've played probably 50 games of my GM, and you know, I know what I'm doing out there. You know, I call plays and I call pick and rolls and I set screens and I pound it down low and then I, you know, kick it out to an open three. Like I feel on offense that I know what I'm doing. I don't feel helpless on defense, but I don't feel on defense like I know what I'm doing. But at least on offense, I feel like I'm, you know, when I go down the court, I have an idea what I'm trying to do. Yeah. And there's very few video games of any type that I have that feeling. Like I know what I want. Oh, I know what I want to do. And then, oh, if I can't do that, I can make an adjustment. And that just comes with repetition and playing. Like I don't have that feeling in FIFA. You know, in FIFA, I just kind of hope. And in Madden, I just kind of hope, you know. It's different with me in NBA 2K.
Next thing, I didn't put it on the list, so I'm going to maybe confuse you a little bit. It's actually been, I mean, personally for me, it's been a pretty big year for golf games. I know we liked the golf club.
Love it.
Good game. I love everything that they're doing. I haven't played it as much as I want to, but...
Not lately. I haven't played it at all lately. That's because all the other stuff I've got, but it keeps getting made better and better.
Mm-hmm. I think they just put in a couple licensed courses.
Career mode is coming.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. But also, on my phone, I've been playing desert golfing.
You and Susa keep talking about this. I got to get this thing.
Yeah, I think it's $199. Make sure you buy the right one because I'm sure there's 1,000 clones out there now. I don't think it's computer generated, but I think it's like there's thousands and thousands of holes. It's very similar to Super Stickman Golf if you took out everything in Super Stickman Golf, like all the power-ups and all the boosts and stuff.
I love Super Stickman Golf.
And with that, we also had Flappy Golf earlier this year, which was a ton of fun. I love playing that. And it's funny because I keep trying to play baseball and football and soccer and all the stuff on my phone, and the only sport I really get any enjoyment out of in a mobile game is golf. I don't know if you feel the same way. But I was looking at my phone today, and I realized between Flappy Golf and Desert Golfing, those are the only two sports games I still have on my phone, because everything else is just too big, too convoluted, or too much of a pain.
Yeah, I go through phases with playing games on my phone. Right now, I'm in a phase where I don't. For a long time, when I was playing games on my phone, the game that I was playing was New Star Soccer, which for a long time was, to me, the perfect mobile sports game. Because he had little cool fun elements of gameplay that made use of the touch screen, but and then you also had this whole element of building up your player and having him be on teams and you know, being able to transfer to other teams and bigger teams and go from being a, you know, an 18-year-old playing at like the fourth division to eventually I was playing for Everton in the Premier League and stuff like that. And the game continued to get updated and got and its balance got hit pretty hard in the wrong direction, going to a with the opposite of where it started, which was, yeah, you could pay a little money, but you didn't have to pay much money, if any, and you could just have a lot of fun playing. It really made it hard just to have fun without paying money. And that kind of soured me on – it was like kind of like the last straw for me with mobile games. But the other thing about it is, you know, I don't know. We have different mindsets, right? My mindset right now is I'm not into playing – games on my phone. You know, when I'm using my phone, I'm emailing, I'm tweeting, I'm texting, you know, I'm surfing the web, I'm checking download numbers, I'm, you know, scouring Pasta Padre and Operation Sports for comments. I'm, you know, like, I'm so scattershot with my phone. I don't really find myself then being like, okay, now I'm going to spend 5 or 10 minutes doing something. That's a me thing. It's not a I don't want to play games on my phone. It's just sort of where I am right now with it, really.
Yeah, and I'm very similar to you, and I think that's why the golf games have done so much for me, because I can hop in, play a hole in 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah,
and it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's like, just get me in, get me out, don't throw me a 30 second ad that I have to look at. That's why I love desert golfing. $1.99, that's it. You never look at an ad, there's nothing else. It's just, this is the game, you play it, you do your thing. I mean, desert golfing doesn't have leaderboards or anything to check. It's a time killer.
Yep.
Which is, I mean, besides WWE Supercard, where you literally just keep tapping your phone, and Bitcoin Billionaire, which I've been playing, which is literally you just tap your phone.
In fact, the mobile game that I've been playing is not a game, but the mobile app that I use probably more than any, you know, anything other than, you know, emails and texts and tweets is the NBA 2K app, because
I had three 300s.
Yeah, every day I go get myself my cards for my VC, and I go pick that night's games, because you also get free VC. You get 50 VC for every game that you pick correctly, every real NBA game. So I just hop in and do that every day. And I tell you, it's another reason I love NBA 2K, man. If you just play the game, you know, my player, and you use that app, you know, my player is – I've only played probably, I don't know, 40, 45 career games, and I've gotten enough VC to make my guy pretty good. Not stupidly good yet, but I've already maxed out one attribute.
Rich, just drop the 20 in there, and he'll be a beast.
No way. No way. Don't need to. Don't want to. I have too much fun playing the game. I mean, that's my treadmill, dude. I've lost 5 pounds because of NBA 2K15. I get on the treadmill, I don't want to stop. I love that game.
It's a good game. Now that I've won a game, I can say it's a good game. Because I was getting worried. Maybe it wasn't really a good game. I thought maybe we were all crazy, and they put up some sort of crazy illusion force field around the game, and it really wasn't that good. But it's all right. I got no complaints. A game I definitely don't have any complaints about, which I'm sure gets you mad, is Super Mega Baseball.
Why would it get me mad?
Because you're Mr. Angry Pants over there.
What? I'm the happiest guy you know.
I don't know, Rich. I remember you saying some not so great things about Super Mega Baseball after the first time we saw it.
Yeah, after the first time, after I beat you, and it wasn't even called Super Mega Baseball, and it didn't even really work back then either. So
you didn't like their funny legs. I thought their funny legs were what made the game.
I didn't like their faces. I still don't love the faces. I love a lot about Super Mega Baseball. I don't want to make this sound like I'm anti-Super Mega Baseball, but the faces kind of just weird me out.
Don't like people with a non-sunny disposition. That's the problem. Or those huge heads.
Hey, Super Mega Baseball is a terrific game. And
dare I say, Rookie of the Year of sports video games this year.
Clearly the Rookie of the Year, although the golf club had a valid argument. But I'm very happy that Super Mega Baseball exists. I enjoy playing it, and I'm glad a lot of people like it. And hopefully it ushers in a new era of sports games that are fun and not as deep, but yet have elements of you know, elements of a game that make it appealing to people who like the real sport, as well as people who just want to have fun for a half an hour playing a game.
Yeah, it was definitely harkened back to the time where I would have a smile on my face when I'm playing nonstop. And it's funny because our buddy Craig Evans, who used to work at EA Sports, tweeted out a picture of like a stack of games that he like pulled out of a closet to let his son play. And FIFA Street was on there. And I was like, oh, FIFA Street, the original, before they started adding in 17 more buttons for the controls, like, that was a fun game. I would smile playing that. Like, NBA Street, any of the EA Sports big titles.
Volume 2 was my favorite, but yeah, Street Volume 2, spectacular.
Yeah, and I think Super Mega Baseball really hit that spot for me. It, like, brightened my heart, especially at a time where NHL didn't have anything I wanted. WWE was broken. FIFA was very tired for me. I mean, it really lit me up and got me excited for video games again. I had a little dark period where I was like, I feel like I'm just playing these games to play these games and not really having fun. And Super Mega Baseball, like, reinvigorated me.
Yeah, I mean, I know how you feel, but I feel the opposite way. I thoroughly enjoy every minute I'm playing, whether I'm playing NBA, whether I'm playing Madden, whether I'm playing FIFA, whether I'm playing the show. I had more fun playing sports games in 2014 than I did at any other time in my life. And that's amazing to say that. Mm-hmm. But it's because of, you know, the community that we have. I mean, we know a bunch of great people who make it enjoyable, right? It's positive. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the things that I'm happiest about is that, yeah, we get, you know, is into things that aren't, we don't just, like, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, but at the end of the day, I think we're positive, right? We say the things that we like and the things that we want. And, you know, I had a blast playing sports games this year, and I think it's only gonna get better, man. I really do. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's because I have different hopes and expectations than other people, but I had a great time in 2014 playing these games, and in many ways, online, offline, with friends, by myself. All good. All of it good.
Yeah, I'm also very much looking forward to 2015 in sports video games. I think it's going to be good. Maybe there'll be bad stuff. Who knows? Maybe the NBA Live will kill itself.
Sure. I mean, there will be stuff we don't like. There will be the one thing I feel, TJ, is that it feels to me like the guys who are making the games figured out the line to cross. I think the Ultimate Team guys, they're catering hard to their Ultimate Team guys, but like NBA 2K didn't go nuts with the VC this year. I think Madden still has the right balance with Ultimate Team. Like, I don't know. It feels to me like, and that balance might get pushed again this year or broken, but it feels to me like right now the guys making these games have a good feel for appealing to multiple groups. That may change. It could change as soon as, you know, well, I don't think the show will be a dramatic change. I mean, it could change as soon as Madden. Like, if the new Madden kills CFM and is heavily Ultimate Team focused, you know, that could bring the whole thing crumbling down. But I don't know. It just feels to me like we're sort of in a pretty good, although tenuous, place with sort of the balance between the different modes.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into it more next week or next episode. When we talk about 2015, but I mean, besides the show, the sports video games for 2015 might not start until what, June, May? They're saying maybe May for EA Sports Golf, right?
Yeah, maybe, but that's where, like, okay, so, you know, the show comes out, the golf club exists, right? You know, when you know, the Masters pops up, and we're like, hey, let's go play some golf. You know, like, there's the golf club is actually going to get new stuff in it. Like, so that's kind of different and new and interesting. And, yeah, you know, then you might also, I mean, RBI baseball could be a thing again. I mean, who knows? You know, you never know what could pop up. Little interesting things could happen. But yeah, I mean, as far as new licensed games, yeah, it'll be the show and then nothing till Madden. Unless, you know, we get a shocker at E3, like, oh yeah, new fight night and it's coming out tomorrow. But you know, doubt anything like that'll happen.
I mean, that'd be pretty crazy. I think that's going to do it, Rich. That sounds like a podcast episode to me.
Hey, man, this was fun.
This was a lot of fun. Yeah, and you can definitely continue to hear us talk about sports video games over at operationsports.com's Press Row podcast, hosted by the lovely Rich Grisham.
Well, thank you, sir.
Rich, you can go on the whole list of everybody else that's on the show because I can't keep all their names straight.
Press Row podcast. Go there. Check us out. That's all we need to say.
All right.
Quick Google, and you're right there.
Yep. And you can always follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. You can follow Rich at Rich Grisham.
That's it.
You can go give That Sports Gamer a like on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. You can leave a comment down below the blog post on thatsportsgamer.com. Shoot us an email at feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. Rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. That helps, supposedly. I think Scott Binns hasn't been on the show for months because he's still trying to figure out what those really do. What else we got? And if you want to see my face, I play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. And I put up some videos on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. Rich, I've made a New Year's resolution. If anybody leaves a comment or question on my YouTube channel that's like a legitimate comment or question, I will answer it in less than 24 hours.
I like that.
Even
if it's crazy. I like that a lot.
I have to answer this question about the plate coverage indicator in MLB The Show. And I'm going to do that right when we finish recording this.
Good. I would like to know about the plate coverage indicator in MLB The Show.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of it. I don't know how you feel about it.
Is that the red and the blue zones? Is that what that is?
No, the circly thing.
Circly thing.
That you
so
aim.
So then I really need to know about this because I don't even know
the circly thing that you aim when you bat. Or you is don't that only use that.
Certain kind of batting?
Yeah, if you do zone batting, it's not there, I don't believe.
It's been about 3 weeks since I played the show, and it feels like a year. Based upon this conversation right now.
All right, Rich. I'm going to let you go to sleep then because...
Oh, I'm going to play Far Cry now, dude. Don't worry about that.
Go think about the plate coverage indicator.
I will. I might boot up the show to be like, what is he talking about?
It's a really good game. I don't know if you've played it. It's a really good game. All right, Rich. For Rich, I'm TJ. Thank you guys for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you real soon.